Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Euphoric. The entire CBD industry is talking about the innovative patented hemp oil infused chewing gum, Euphoric. You only need to try Euphoric once to see what all the fuss is about. To prove it, a limited supply of free trials have been released nationwide. Just visit this website, chewenjoy.com, to claim your free trial today while supplies last. Again, the website is chewenjoy.com. Chew, like chewing food. Chewenjoy.com. Hey, what you doing Saturday, August 24th? Gonna be anywhere near Lexington, Kentucky? If so, I hope you can join me along with the crew at the podcast Hillbilly Horror Stories, Jerry and Tracy, for their birthday show. We're going to do a live podcast at Columbia Steakhouse in Lexington, Kentucky, starting at 7 o'clock that night. It'll be an episode of Real Ghost Stories Online live along with Hillbilly Horror Stories as we celebrate the birth of their podcast. Yeah, we're going to be celebrating. They've been around now for quite a while, so congratulations to them. Tickets are only $15, and they are very limited. If you want in on this, get them before they sell out. Lexington, Kentucky, Saturday, August 24th, Columbia Steakhouse. If you want those tickets, go to Real Ghost Stories Online. Click on Tour Dates, and you'll find the link there to get your tickets for August 24th, Lexington, Kentucky, Hillbilly Horror Stories, along with Real Ghost Stories Online, Columbia Steakhouse, Lexington, Kentucky. We will see you there. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a father and daughter bond and realize how many shared experiences they have because of ghost stories. Plus, your calls and stories of real hauntings.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or email your audio file. Send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com if you want to do that on your smart device. If you like the program, you want those bonus episodes, brand new ones for you every single week, you sign up to get them at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon. You can support us there too. Same things in both locations. $5 a month, patreon.com/realghoststories to get all that content. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, there's nothing worse than when you have coffee and then it's like you get a little bit of sand in the coffee.
It's not sand. It's just really fine grounds.
It's fine grounds. But do you see this when you like, if I tip the cup, it looks like it's silty.
It reminds me of when you make chocolate milk and you don't get all the chocolate.
Yeah, kind of like that. Or those like oil things that you used to buy in the mall that had sand in, and you flip them upside down and all the sand kind of slowly simmers to the, I think Harp is one of those, like simmers to the bottom. It's that sort of a thing. The coffee maker used to, it was one of those what am I thinking of? The coffee filter is the word I'm looking for. Yeah, it had the built-in coffee filter. Uh-huh. I didn't have to use the coffee filters. And now I think it's probably...
Well, I know a way to fix it for like a dollar.
Well, coffee filters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I should probably do that. Just you start drinking like, that's a little crunchy today.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Delicious, crunchy coffee. So anyway, how are you this fine day?
I'm good. Other than
crunchy coffee.
Good. Just been working on projects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Working on the giant Ouija board coffee table.
No.
That you're planning on.
No.
Get ready for Halloween week.
No, but we can talk about something gory. I put a nail through my thumb today.
Hey, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Now, when you did it, was it a... walk me through the moment of getting a nail through your thumb with the, because you're using a nail gun.
Nail gun, yeah.
And you pull the trigger and... And is there a moment of, oh, shit?
Yeah. I mean, I'm holding this piece of trim onto the cabinet, uh-huh. and I go to nail it. And right as I go to nail it, I flinched because Harp opened the door and said, "Can you watch Bear?" And it didn't go through my nail, thankfully. Yeah. So that part's okay. It's just the fat part on my thumb, but it hurt. But it was on the backside. It was when it went through the wood and then into my thumb.
Were you concerned that you were going to like try and move your hand and your thumb wasn't going to come off of the cabinet?
No, because it was just on a finished nail, and it's on the backside, so it wasn't like it was through my thumb and then through the cabinet.
Same reason I couldn't watch the medical channel when it was on television.
It's not the worst thing that's ever happened to me. The worst thing was when I dropped an ice auger on my foot.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. I wasn't around for that.
No, it took part of my toe off.
Really?
Yeah, the tip of my big toe. It healed. The fatty part came back, but it was like a chunk.
How the hell did that happen?
I was moving it because my parents had one,
and
we were having a joint garage sale. And so I was moving it and put it right down on my toe.
Jesus.
It hurt so bad.
You want to gross me out? Just talk about like medical things and injuries. There's no way in hell I could ever be a doctor or work in an ER or any. That shit just grosses me out. And it's not, I mean, you can't help it, but it's just, I don't have a stomach for it.
Is that why you didn't stand up and look over the curtain when Harp was born and see my C-section going on?
Yeah, I didn't want to do that either. That would have been some
down low with me.
Scarring shit right there. Yeah, no, I can't do it. There used to be that channel on television and I hated it. It was like the surgery channel. I don't know what it is now, but it's not there anymore. But all they did like 24 hours a day was just broadcast surgeries and surgical procedures. And it sucked because this isn't the day where it just wasn't. I mean, if you knew the channel you were going to, you could just press the number. But back then, 100 channels or so or less, you would just go up and down the dial.
And you flip through and you see doctors holding intestines out of somebody or something.
And
like
so
that.
You're going from like VH1 to like, oh my God, it's a liver. And then all of a sudden you're back over to a Palmolive commercial. And it's like, holy shit, what did I just see? It's like just a scarring image. And you just, I'm glad that shit's not on television anymore. Yeah, that's what YouTube's for. All right, back to the ghost stories in just a moment. First, our supporter today, Euphoric Hemp Oil Infused Chewing Gum. Entire CBD industry is talking about this stuff. What makes it so special? Euphoric Hemp Oil Infused Chewing Gum is not your average gum. It's not. In fact, it's an innovative, patented delivery system. So what's it all about? As a chewing gum, Euphoric brings innovation to the CBD market in that its patented delivery system is time-released and all the action happens in your mouth. The gum's flavor and consistency make it possible to chew longer. Chewing the hemp oil-infused gum longer increases absorption into the mouth. In fact, Euphoric Hemp Oil-Infused Chewing Gum has the best absorption rate on the market, 84%. Compared to edibles like gummies and things of that nature, even capsules, Euphoric absorption rate is about 50% greater. That's because edibles have to pass through the digestive tract, which breaks down the ingredients and drastically reduces the absorption rate. However, Euphoric keeps a hemp oil infused gum in your mouth longer, completely bypassing the digestive system. Yes. So there's some of the science behind it. Euphoric combines the powerful chewing gum benefits with the heavily researched benefits of a full spectrum hemp oil, which is rich in naturally occurring phytocannabinoids, including CBD. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself. It's legal in all 50 states. It's no high, patented time release delivery technology, gluten-free, sugar-free, non-GMO, rich in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. Tastes great, long-lasting flavor. I love it. Check it out for yourself. Check it out for yourself. In fact, you can actually try it for free. You only need to try Euphoric once to see what all the fuss is about. To prove it, a limited supply of free trials have been released nationwide. Just visit this website, chewenjoy.com. chewenjoy.com. Chew, like chewing gum. Chewenjoy.com to claim your free trial today while supplies last. Again, that website is chewenjoy.com. chewenjoy.com. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first letter of the day. It says, hey, Tony and Jenny, it's been a long time. Sorry, I've been missing in action. I've been working on so many big projects lately. Yes, my second book is still being released around Halloween. Sorry, I can't say what the plans are, but what I can say is that my stories are going to be taken to the next level. Is this Oscar?
I don't don't know.
Is this an Oscar?
You get the stories.
I think it is Oscar. Because when I've been copying stories over, there's another whole area I have to do to copy a name over. I think it's Oscar. Yeah, it is. It is Oscar because I recognize the story.
Okay.
So, Oscar.
Awesome.
Oscar in Dallas. So, okay. Oscar story, continuing on. One of my biggest fears as a parent is to pass my gift to my children. To my horror, I believe my eldest child has started to show signs. She also has the gift. As many of you know, the gift I refer to is not a gift, but a curse. It's a gift to see and hear the dead. There isn't a night I don't wake up and check on them as they sleep because I know the dead are out there waiting for a chance to let themselves be known. I do this just in case they get visited by creatures like a pigman or the zombie ghost clown. And I'm getting old and I fear I won't be able to help them anymore. My oldest daughter doesn't know the horrors I've lived through as a child and I want to keep it that way. My childhood was vastly different from their own. They didn't have to grow up fearing the local street gangs during the day and the dead at night like I did. But I digress. My daughter asked if she could listen to my audiobook, but I tell her it's not for kids. She hasn't heard my ghost stories, nor do I want to tell her. Even though they have an idea what can do, they can't fathom the reality of living inside a never-ending nightmare. So I try not to mention any new paranormal experiences I have to my family. The more I try to spare them from my life, the more the paranormal comes back in full force to remind me it's not finished with me yet. It all started one day after my daughter got out of middle school. She had developed this daily routine of her grandfather picking her up from middle school and taking her home to my parents' house to have dinner, and after having dinner, she would walk home. It's only a brisk 2-block walk to my house. The trail was simple for a 14-year-old. All she had to do was walk down the block and turn the corner. When she turned the corner, it was a straight shot to our house. On the corner of the street stood an old 2-bedroom cottage-style house with big old windows, which allow you to see into the old kitchen. The house wasn't creepy at all. Matter of fact, it was being rented out by a lovely young hipster couple. My brother lived midway from my house, so if she got in trouble, she could run to my brother's house. It was a safe walk. One day, my daughter mentioned something odd that caught my wife and I's attention and made both our skin crawl. She asked me if I knew the people that lived in the corner house. I could tell she was upset. Her hand was shaking with anxiety. As her voice cracked with anger, I asked her what was bothering her, and she quickly responded, "The woman in the corner house is a racist." No way, I thought. She seems nice to me. I never saw her mad before, that she trembled with rage. I asked her to calm down and take a breath. I was curious and wanted to know why she thought the woman in the corner house was racist. We lived in a very young, diverse, and eccentric neighborhood in downtown Dallas with a mix of professionals, local artists, the furthest thing from a racist-type community. She sat down and took a breath, the type of breath one makes when they want to calm down. "Go talk to that woman, Dad," she demanded. "That old witch disrespected me on my own street," she explained. "Calm down, gangster," I answered, trying to make her smile, but it didn't work. It just pissed her off again. "Tell me what the hell happened." My daughter explained as she walked down the street like she did every school day. As she turned the corner, she investigated the big window. There, she noticed an old white lady standing in the shadows looking outside with crazy gray hair and dark, drippy eyes watching her every move. I tried to ignore her, but I could feel her eyes watching me. What is she looking at? Not in her yard, she thought. She looked around, maybe she was looking past her, but there was no one behind her. How rude, she thought. So she decided to stare her down. After all, two can play that game. My daughter wasn't the type to let things go. She took after her uncle, Juan. They locked eyes, and once they made eye contact, the old woman started to scream and bang on the window as if she was trying to get her attention. Fearing confrontation, she stepped back as the old lady looked upset. The woman started to scream and bang on the windows. Once again, but this time even harder, which made the glass vibrate violently. The strange thing she noticed was that she couldn't hear her scream, she explained. It didn't matter because my daughter deduced by the way her mouth moved and the gestures her face made that she was in extreme distress. She started to walk faster, fearing she might come out of her house and attack her. The unknown woman screamed so much, seemed a clear liquid oozed out of her mouth like an overfilled faucet. And she cried so much slobber and spit flew out of her mouth as she yelled at her. My daughter started to panic. She decided to run fast until she reached the back of the corner house. And that's when my daughter noticed the old woman looking at her through the back door window with her open mouth. But this time she waved her back with her hands. My daughter thought she wanted her to come back and fight her. She made her way to my house sporadically, turning around, making sure the woman didn't follow her home. After all, it was down the street from where we lived. Once she was far enough, the woman disappeared into the back door window like a shadow. How rude, I thought, Dad. I wanted to stop and ask her what her beef was. It wasn't on her lawn. She had no reason to scream at me. I just kept walking to the house. I told her it's cool to ignore it, but she wouldn't let it go. I explained to her she needed to be a bigger person and let it go. So she agreed and sat down to watch her favorite show. Later that night, when the kids went to bed, my wife and I discussed what our daughter experienced. That's weird, we thought. There isn't an old lady living at the corner house. The couple that lives in the house were in their early 30s, and the husband has a long beard, and his wife has purple hair, so they don't match the description of the old lady at all. Could it be who I think it is? My wife whispered, almost not wanting to say what she was thinking, as if saying it would make it real. The previous owner was an old lady that owned the house about 15 years ago. I remembered her as being a sweet old lady. She'd walk around the neighborhood with her old wiener dog at her side, saying hi to everyone. My wife shut the door and said, you know, she died in that house, and the police didn't find her body for almost a week. That wiener dog started to eat her. Do you think our daughter saw her? Think about it. She died in the corner house, and no one knew she was there for a week. Do you think she was trying to get her help in some sort of a way? Now we know. This confirms it is our daughter, too, that can see the dead just like you. We didn't mention to her what she witnessed was a ghost. I figured I'd let her be a little girl a bit longer. Unbeknownst to me, this wasn't the first time she saw the dead. One night, about a month after her experience with the old lady, she nonchalantly mentioned that the screaming old lady stands outside her window and taps on the glass to get her attention. She knows it's her because she can smell her. That's what do you mean? She replied, they feel like death, Dad. You know that. They're always around you and me, so I know the smell very well. I just ignore them now. My daughter explained she can also sense people's energies and that the dead visit her in her dreams. I smiled and told her to ignore everything and to go to bed. Can I sleep in your room tonight? There's a headless boy in my restroom that wants me to play with me, and he scares me. I walked into her walk-in closet in her restroom, and I felt something cold, so I agreed. Sure, I told her. Next day, I blessed her room and prayed to God to protect her. Now I know she had inherited my curse, and I couldn't do anything about it. So, I guess being able to see a ghost is genetic, after all. I hope you and your family have a great summer. I'll write to you again with more ghost stories as Halloween gets closer.
So, I can't imagine being in that position, but I wondered, you know, if the old lady's not really being a racist, she's just trying to get her attention, then I wonder if Oscar tried to talk to this old lady to see if there was, you know, what, if there was any way to pacify this woman so it leaves them alone. Because they can't really escape it. It's there on their street.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to know. I mean, I guess the assumption that she's a racist, I think, was just made because of her antics.
Sure.
And her attention being drawn onto someone of a different race than the woman in the window. And so the assumption is, oh, this person must be a racist because they seem to be acting for no reason other than I'm here, you know, aggressive towards me. So, I mean, I wonder if there's a way, you know, to try and calm that down, to try and communicate, you know, with her.
Because, I mean, Oscar and his wife agreed that she was a sweet old lady when she was alive. I think she's just desperate to know, or to get some sort of message across, because she knows that Oscar's daughter can see her.
What do you think she's trying to communicate? The dog ate my pinky and now it's in the backyard. Please bury it with me.
I don't know.
It took every inch of me to not start saying something or getting in, commenting in some way, shape, or form when it went to the line of the dog ate a lot of her, whatever he wrote.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, God. The thing is, that shit happens.
I know. That stuff does happen.
That's why you shouldn't have pets when you're at a certain age. I'm just going to have to say, sorry, all pets. I don't think I could do that. I like having pets.
I know.
I'm always going to want to have pets.
Yeah, I'm not going to let a dog eat you when you die.
Well, what if I'm alone?
What you mean, what if I die first?
Yeah.
Well, you better not let the dog eat me.
Well, no, not eat you. It's hungry, it's hungry. There ain't shit I can do about that. Uh-huh. Just, you know, make sure it's in a room I frequent.
So the bathroom. Make sure I die in the bathroom because you'll see the dog.
What's that smell?
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny's arm is missing. God. Rufus.
No. Yeah, that's a disturbing thought of a little weenie dog eating an old lady.
It's a lot of It's a lot of meat for a little dog.
Yeah.
When you're hungry, you're hungry. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. What a dog talk this week. Yesterday on the show with Carol, I talked about that news story that I brought up the other night about the dog and the relations that were had with it.
Yeah.
I was asking her if she remembered it at all.
Does she remember it?
No, she doesn't.
I remember it because the detective that had to give the statement to the media was a close family friend. And we made fun of him so bad because he had to talk about that on TV.
See, this shit's real. I didn't make it up.
No, it's totally real.
Why'd you let him do it to you, Snuckles?
Seriously, it happened.
God.
What's disturbing to me is your constant enjoyment of that story, like a good 15 years later. You still, that one will make you smile and laugh every time.
It's horrible. It's just the most fucking absurd thing ever. And then he just, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know whatever happened to me that I find absurdity so hilarious. But I always have, ever since I was a little kid. I would laugh at the most absurd things, and my parents would just look at me like, why is he laughing at that? What? I don't know.
They still look at you that way.
I don't. No matter what I do, they look at me that way. But I don't know. It's something about it. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
This is my first time actually listening to a podcast, and because I'm somewhat familiar with ghosts, the paranormal, I thought yours would be the perfect show to listen to, and I have to tell you, I have had psychic abilities since I was a child. I remember playing with entities when I was small until my parents thought I was like schizophrenic or crazy or something, and then I chose to try and block all of it. But as I got older, I found that it was just not going to be something. I put it off for as long as I can. I drank a lot. And, well, over the last few years, I've had three entities attached to me. Once, actually twice, was when I was out in Gettysburg. And the first one ended up leaving. The second one was very violent and tried to push me down the stairs of my own house, a house that hadn't been haunted prior. And all of a sudden, cabinets were opening by themselves, and I was very frightened. And I moved out of the house the next week, actually, because I didn't know what else to do. Most recently, I'm going to remain anonymous, but I'm going to say that someone died where I live, and I went with a friend to the house so that I could be there and support. And I didn't actually end up getting home that evening until it had to have been like 3 or so in the morning, and I was stressed out and just kind of not really sure what to do. when all of a sudden a solid glass ashtray just cracked in half. If you thought it's not something that would just happen. And this was recent. And all of a sudden I heard this ghost yelling at me because I am an empath, but as time has gone by, I've become clairaudient. And so this ghost is yelling at me, and I started talking to him because I had taken a class in shamanism, and he still wouldn't stop yelling at me because he told me that he was murdered. He had not had a heart attack. And he explained to me what happened, and when I had thought about it, it made sense because there were people within the house that didn't belong there. They wouldn't look at us, and it was just really bizarre. And he told me that the two girls held him down while the guy injected him, and I told him there was nothing he could do about it. He needed to go into the light. And I kept praying, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I would not acknowledge him. At that point, I told him I could not help because I didn't even know him in the first place. So I kept feeling him. Because I can feel spirits around me when I'm around them. And I sound crazy, and that's why I generally don't tell people what has happened to me. I could feel him peeking at me around the corner. And then finally, it was just like it was over, and I wasn't really sure what had happened. So I contacted one of my mentors who actually had told me I was going to be very spiritual when I got older. And she told me, yeah, there definitely was a spirit. And I explained everything that happened. And she looked into it and found that he had crossed over. But she cautioned me that the next time anything like this should happen, that I needed to contact her. So that was one time at least that I was able to help an entity cross over. I generally don't leave my house now. I'm kind of a recluse, and I'm not that old, but I am concerned about going into any home that has ghosts in it because I'm extremely sensitive because I'm an empath. I have prophetic dreams. I have all kinds of strange things happen, and I don't want to end up in the psych ward, so I just don't really tell anybody. It's fashionable on TV, but if you tell somebody about it in real life, they look at you like, you have got to be off your rocker, lady. And I mean, I've got stories going way back in time. And none of them are fun, I'll tell you. Now at least I feel like I have some control, but I also got an amulet that was created by a, believe it or not, a magician monk in Tibet, and it has been keeping me safe. So even when I'm at home, I wear it. I've been seeking a kind of a sign or a sigil that I plan on having tattooed on the back of my neck because I am totally willing to help a ghost. And I think that if people allow a ghost to linger, provided it is not like an echo from the past, if they allow an entity to linger, it's really kind of cruel. Because everybody deserves to go on to the afterlife. Most people who become ghosts because they were taken out of the world too soon, either an accident or murder, sometimes suicide. And believe me, I've spent the last year, since that's all I do is hide out, studying. I've read over almost 400 books on everything from quantum physics to entities and demons and all of it. So maybe, I don't know, you tell me, am I crazy? You've heard enough stories, right? You've heard enough stories.
Crazy. Next caller? No, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
Not crazy at all. I mean, this is why we do this, to give people a place to share these things. I mean, we've had some of our, you know, longtime callers or writers that they're in the same boat, and they've just been sharing stories from their whole life, and it's a safe place to do that. And everybody here listens because they have had something that they, you know, can't explain. But I completely understand when you try and tell anybody anything, they look at you like you're crazy. I mean, try and tell somebody that you do a podcast about ghosts and they look at you like you're nuts. Most of the time, I'm very selective on who I share that with.
I like to share it in church groups and
yeah,
and to parents that I meet for the first time at, like, Meet the Teacher Night.
No, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't really know what we do, but it's, you know, it's completely understandable that you feel like you can't talk to anybody about it, but
we have to be so secretive about what we do. I bet there's people that suspect we're in porn. They're like,
no,
they don't really talk about what they do at all. They do something online, but what is
it? I don't think we fit the physical description of anybody wants to watch. Just saying. They probably think we're, like, you know, into something really bad, you know?
Like what? Like Breaking Bad?
That or Ozark kind of, you know, stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I get it. But this is a place where if you feel comfortable, you can share, because all we do is listen to these stories.
Yeah, and I understand. I mean, it was put really well what you said. It's fashionable on television, but then when you actually try and talk about it in real life, not so much the same.
Yeah,
that is very true. So I'm glad you found the show, and I hope you can share your stories in detail in the future, and know that this is safe, and my sense of humor will always be here as far as joking. I don't think you're crazy. It's just it's the absurdity. It's what's the most absurd thing that could be said at that moment in time, and that would have been crazy. Next caller. But no, I don't feel that way.
No.
So there you go. You got to have some light on the situation. Otherwise, it can get kind of dark. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, let's hear your story.
Hello, Tony and Jenny. This is Christina calling from Houston, Texas. I would like to share a story that happened to me just recently, I would say about a month ago. But prior to this, I would like to share something that happened to me before this even happened in that same house. So one day my dad and I were talking in the living room, and then all of a sudden we heard about four loud knocks. And mind you, I thought this was coming from outside, but I was thinking that's quite impossible because the outside, it has like an outer brick layer, and whoever would pound that hard four times, four knocks from the outside would really hurt their fist. So I was just like, that's impossible, that can't happen. And I was really wondering what it was, but it was feeling like it sounded like from either the inside of the house or maybe in the walls, which is quite weird. But it stopped me and my dad dead in our tracks right when we heard those four knocks. So a couple months go by, and then one day I'm just walking outside. We're in this corner lot. This was before I moved out of the house about a month ago. So we're on the corner of this cul-de-sac, and I hear my name being called. I'm heading out to work. I hear my name being called by a woman, and it's just like I hear, Christina. So I turn around and thinking somebody's, you know, trying to call me, someone I don't even know, and no one is there. So I get home later after that, and the next day goes by, and I told my mom, I'm like, you know what was weird? I heard my name being called. And she told me, no way, no way at all. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, later, I think it was the same day, maybe even within the same week, she heard her name being called, but it was like her maiden name. So it's kind of weird that she heard that, and it was like a woman's voice. That's what she told me. So several months go by after that, and this happened to me right before I moved out. This is just recently, which, like I said, a month ago. I had my bedroom window open, and I'm on the second floor of this house with my parents, and I had the window open usually at night so the cool breeze can get in and stuff like that. So it was cold pretty much all week, and it helped with taking out the heat at night. So one day at night, I'm falling asleep, and I get to that point of, you know, I'm almost gonna close my eyes and go to bed, but I hear a hey, and I think nothing of it. It's around midnight, maybe 1 in the morning, that I hear this, and I'm like, okay, this is odd. So a couple days go by, like I'd say two days, and then I hear a hey again. And this hey sounded like the girl that called my name outside. So it's kind of weird. But it felt like it was coming from the inside of my room, which was quite odd. So I thought nothing of it the next time I heard a hey again. Then I think about 2, maybe 3 days go by. And it's the middle of the night, around 2 to 3 a.m. And then I'm already asleep, but then I hear, and by the way, guys, I'm a light sleeper, so any noise I hear, I kind of, like, can waken up really fast, unless I'm, like, really dead tired. But I hear the same voice that said, hey, and Christina, that called me outside, call my name, but it sounded like it was really deep inside my room, and I hear, Christina. And I'm freaking out. I get up. I'm like, no way. You call my name. You're inside my room. And I'm getting goosebumps by the time I'm talking to you guys right now about this. But I hear my name. And I get up. I go to my mom's room. I'm freaking out. I said, did you call me? Because I thought it was her. And of course she's not. She's asleep. So I get up. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is freaking me out. So I sleep in her room for a couple hours, and then I go back to bed in my own room. But that whole moment freaked me out, and I'm still having goosebumps right now as I talk to you guys about this. Well, I don't know if you can let me know what happened, like if you guys can explain that. I don't know, but I just thought to share the story, and I hope you did enjoy it, and keep up the great work with your channel. Love you guys. Bye.
I think something accidentally got invited in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was outside at first, and then now it's in her room.
How do you accidentally invite something in?
I don't know in this case, but I think sometimes people just accidentally say something that gives off the impression that they're open to whatever's outside.
To simply questioning something, do you think? Because you're interacting with it? Because some people say, don't even talk to it. Don't recognize it. Don't give it any credence.
Yeah, because I think sometimes if you give it any attention, it takes it as, oh, this is a okay place for me to go.
It's kind of like a puppy, you know, I feel like.
Yeah, don't feed it.
But you're like, don't even look in its direction. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, it's going to come over to you and want love. Mm-hmm. And who the hell wants to love a puppy? I mean, that's, you know, it's just like you just kind of look away and you hope to God it just stays on its side of the room because, puppies.
I love puppies.
I'm kidding.
I'm like a grandparent when it comes to puppies because I like to play with them and then not deal with them at night, like send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like other people having puppies. I like to get dogs that are almost adults.
Yeah.
Because I just can't do the puppy face.
Yeah.
But I'll play with somebody else's puppy and send it home. That's fine with me.
Which is why every week we get a new puppy, and then we just send it back. And it's like we're on some lists now.
No.
No, but it is not. I mean, teacher, and some people really can have the patience with puppies. I'm not one of them. But once they've kind of reached the teenage phase, that's a good time to get them.
If they're 6 months, that's about as young as I want to go with a puppy.
Yeah. And plus, there's so many animals out there that that are, you know, in shelters and stuff that are older, that are not puppies, that need homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good to be able to help them and not just go with, oh, it's so cute. It's like, yeah, this is a great animal right here who, because it's not tiny, you know, is going to have a harder time finding a place to live.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Have your pets spayed or neutered. I'm Bob Barker. We'll see you on the next episode of The Price is Right. All right. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. That's what keeps us on the air and alive. So check it out. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.